Alright. You know, you could have talked right then.
I know, I was yawning.
Oh. Oh, then it was like sound effects.
Yeah. So it is 3 o'clock on a Friday.
On a Friday.
It is the weekend! And I don't want Monday to come because I have 3 tests. Read 'em and weep. 2 of which are AP tests, and both of them I'm not prepared for. What's up with you?
I had the first half of my Scarlet Letter test, and it was okay. And then I spent the rest of the period on Twitter. Is that Mr. U-Haul?
Yeah, he waved at you.
I just saw my teacher and he waved at me, and now he's behind me and I'm scared he's gonna back end me. Today I walk into the class and I'm wearing a turtleneck, for those of you who didn't see my amazing outfit today.
It was.
I'm wearing a turtleneck and I was walking in the door while he was walking out, and he was like, oh, you're bringing the turtleneck back. And I was like, yeah, don't talk to me. You know, what you say to your teacher when you want them to like you.
Did you actually say that?
No. I was like, he was like saying it when he was like directly behind me, like he was walking out and he was like directly behind me, so I couldn't hear him at that point.
Weird.
Yeah.
He's also breaking the law because he's wearing
both headphones. Yeah.
But I'm not gonna rat him out.
So for those of you who want to rat out a teacher, be like, excuse me, I have a report of someone in a pickup truck with headphones in. So, you know.
I wouldn't pin him for the pickup truck type of guy.
Take one for the team, you know? Anyway, so I got onto Twitter, and does the old Joven count, like, do you still follow that one?
Yeah.
What? No, because he blocked me.
No.
I didn't do anything either.
I doubt he did.
Do you follow his new account? Because I think he deleted his account.
Alright, I don't know, because I haven't checked my Twitter. Actually, I have. I don't know. Can we not talk about, like, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that would be extremely disappointing because I had a lot of really good retweets from him, so. A little bit angry right now. Right, so that's what I was going off of when I said
Oh my god, that's Erica.
Twitter.
Who? This girl in my ASL class. I was like super emo. Oh my god. And she was like, I don't know, she has like 2 pets that usually aren't taken on walks. I don't know. And I think they're pretty dispendable too. Anyways, that's not the point. She's like, one of
those
are
very weird ways to describe pets.
Yeah, I don't know what type of animal it is, if that helps. But like, she was, I don't know. She said that like she's had ones that have ran away. I don't think they're cats either.
It must be cats if they ran away.
Probably. That's not the point though. She named one of them Greg.
Weird.
It's a girl. And then she was like, and before like Gucci was a thing, I named it Gucci. I was like, you idiot, Gucci's a company.
Yeah, what do you mean before Gucci was
like
a
before
thing?
Like Gucci Gang? Like Gucci's existed for a long time.
Yeah.
In this hat.
Oh my god, that's stupid.
Isn't that like so stupid?
Yeah. Today we were watching the music videos that we made in my film class, and this one person did it to Panic at the Disco, and this emo.
Oh my god.
To Death of a Bachelor, which isn't even like the deep tracks, you know?
No, it's
just like
not.
A good song.
It's a good song.
And it's Crucify Me. I think it's their only good song.
Yeah,
the rest of them sound way too emo to me, and I just can't listen to them. But that's not the point.
For sentimental sake, I like the If You Love Me, Let Me Go.
Oh, right. I forgot that they also have other songs. I was just kind of doing that for like dramatic effect.
Yeah.
I'm sure I do look better than their songs, but that's not the point. And this one girl in my class who's very emo. She has this, you know how, I didn't know that people did this. I mean, obviously it's kind of like an obvious thing to do, but she puts a bunch of stickers on her, what's that really nice?
Hydro Flask.
Hydro Flask. And it's like pink. And like the stickers, there's one of like, Tom Holland.
Oh, so she's like emo.
Yeah, and like, there's one that says like no, like, road work ahead. And then one of them is like, it's from a Vine.
Ew. Yeah, like, so she's obviously a freshman.
She's really cringy. She's just like hard to look at, in my opinion.
She sounds like everyone in my ASL class.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
But the point is that she raised her hand because we like critique them at the end. Or say, more like you say what you like. You know, no one ever takes the opportunity to be like, I didn't like how you did this. Yeah. Everyone's like, I like how you did this. Because like, I don't know these kids. And like, I know that they don't care about their work, so I'm not going to critique them. That's not the point. She raised her hand and she was like, I think that the song choice was very weird because there's a lot of other really good Panic songs. Sorry, I'm a Panic nerd. And everyone,
I can tell by the way that you're describing this is that her heart was beating.
Yes.
She was doing this for a Twitter post.
Yeah. And she was like, everyone before her was saying like, oh, I like how you use that one scene of someone like falling off of a building when it said death of a bachelor. And she was like, the song's actually not about him dying. It's about the death of a single man because he got married while he was making this. And it's like, why are you saying this? No one fucking cares.
Yeah.
And like, even the teacher who was like, a lot. The teacher for cinematic arts is a lot. Uh-huh. Okay. Even he was like, eh, yeah, okay. Weird critique. Weird flex, but okay. No, like, perfect example of a weird flex.
Yeah, perfect. That's, like, the best example of a weird flex.
Right, because it's, like,
that and people who brag about being alive during 9/11.
Yeah. Like, oh, you weren't even alive during 9/11. It's, like, I couldn't control that. You weren't alive for Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
I remember I saw this one post where it was, like, ninth
grade. So many baby napkins. Is that from Big Mouth?
Papy napkins?
It's probably from Oh Hello. Like, it's definitely something that Nick Kroll has done.
Yeah, Big Mouth gets back today.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I'm ready to watch it. It's a weird show.
It's a really weird show. I just don't... Just, like, teenage boys aren't the subject of a lot of shows for a reason.
Yeah.
But that's the point of the show.
Yeah.
Like, who am I to judge? That's not the point. Oh my god, can I talk about the Riverdale accounts that I stalked yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, so yesterday was, it was Wednesday. Wednesday was October 3rd, and, like, all of them were, like, someone in their crush being, like, they asked me what day, because, like, you know how they, like, do, like, Riverdale times Mean Girls in the caption?
And they're like, Mean Girls is actually my favorite movie.
Yeah, and like, cool, Tiffany. Cool, Tiffany, like, panda emoji. That's more, like, LGBT.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone has had enough of people roasting them just because they're so goddamn easy to roast.
Yeah, LGBT accounts are just, like, they're so obvious to make fun of. Like, there's just so many things.
I liked how I was talking about Riverdale, but I just want to talk about LGBT accounts now.
Yeah, me too.
Riverdale is low-hanging fruit.
They both are low-hanging fruit.
LGBT accounts?
It's hard to make fun of.
You can't make fun of them that much.
Yeah, because then, like, they're like, this is homophobic, and you're like, no, it's not.
It's just, like, teenage cringiness.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like admins. And it's like, what the fuck does that mean? First of all, like, what's your guys' vocabulary?
Yeah, anyway. Admins, and then it's, like, 40 names.
It's, like, 40 names with all their pronouns, which...
Yeah, you can do that.
You can do that. But then it's like,
also...
Like, you have, like, the first few people with their emojis, and it's, like, they're the people who obviously chose them first. So they're, like, panda, cat, rainbow.
Yeah.
That one probably went by fast.
Yeah.
Or, like, a spade emoji. And then, from there, it just goes off the wire. Because,
it's like,
you know, like, by the 41st, they're, like, what am I, like... Paperclip emoji?
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, and then, like, those accounts think that you know who's posting.
I know!
So they're like,
I'm back!
They're like, drop a compliment about the admin. And it's like, what?
Like, I'm supposed to remember you guys?
Yeah.
No. And then it's like...
Like, I genuinely think that it's run by one person whenever I follow an account.
For sure. Like, because all the names sound made up.
Yeah.
It's like...
Because, like...
Roxy. Or, like, Roxy just sounds like a made-up name to me.
It does.
Or, like, CC.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of CCs on...
Or, like, LGBT Xander. Accounts.
Yeah, a lot of Xanders. And, like, this is just kind of something I've picked up on when people transition. And this is not at all a hit. When people transition, when they're, like, 13, they pick, like, 13-year-old names.
Yeah.
Which is, like... That's totally up to you. I totally get that. And if I was 13 and I was...
Oh, I would be...
I would have a horrible name, too. Not horrible.
And this is not at all a dig at the transgender community. No. It's just like, names aren't normal.
So yeah.
Like, they're just...
They're a little bit out there. And it makes sense because they're going through like a rough time in their life where they really want to be themselves. And in order to be themselves, they have to have a really outgoing name. Like, you wouldn't transition and go by John, you know? You'd like transition and go by Xander because that's a cool ass name.
Yeah, because like you get to pick your name. So it's like, do whatever you want. Also, like, I think it's hard for people who transition and like their name used to be like, I'm trying to think of like an easy name.
Yeah.
Like, no, like
Sophia. Jenna.
No, stop.
Just listing people who I know. Napoleon. Dynamite.
I'm not gonna say
it. What's
like Destiny? Name? No, not Destiny. Like Danielle. Uh-huh. Like Danielle. If their name used to be Danielle and then they changed their name to Daniel, like that makes sense. But also, it's just like, it feels so bad for people like that. Because people, they're like, if people like on purposely call you by the wrong name, then they're like, oh, I just forgot they sound so similar. So I think there's also like this movement to make your name sound completely different than your
name. Yeah. Because you want to, you're like a, you want to be seen as a different person.
Yeah.
I get that.
But for
the point of me making fun of LGBT accounts, plus, you know, I'm not going to say, like, the whole disclaimer thing. I think it's pretty obvious that I don't hate the LGBT community. It's just, like, their accounts are cringy as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Like, they always post those things on, they always post, like, text posts from Tumblr that are so fake sounding.
They're so old, too. Like,
By the time that they get to these LGBT accounts, it's just, like, pixels. You can hardly read it anyways. And it's like, I was in class the other day, and this girl came out as gay, and I said, oh, I'm also gay, and now we're dating. And it's like,
what?
That just does... That...
I don't think that happens. Also, like, or they're like, I was playing with, like, my brother's daughter, like, my niece.
Yeah.
And she wanted to, like, she wanted her... Barbie, like, she wanted two of her girl Barbies to get married, and her brother, and, like, my mom was like, no, and she, and then, like, she said something, like, her niece says something super woke.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, a Twitter meme for a little bit, but, like.
Where it's like, why are you applying your heteronormative society onto my Barbie dolls?
Yeah.
I just want to play with socks or something stupid like that. Like, at first it's really weak, but, like, really strong, like, a lot of vocabulary, and then it dips off at the end to, like, make it sound like a child,
and then,
you know?
Like, the person typing is like, I just want grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how kids talk.
They don't know how kids talk. Kids don't know big words. Also, talk to a kid, they know, like, three words, and it's aggravating.
Yeah.
Like, get over yourself, Hemingway. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
I love to dip at Hemingway.
Also, like, as a kid, I'm just trying to think, like, we never had our Barbies get married. All of our Barbies were in polyamorous relationships.
I'm gonna say it, Haley. We grew up with a very weird model for what relationships look like.
Yeah, that's true.
And we were like, marriage isn't it.
Yeah. So. Well, actually, when we played with Barbies and, like, all of our toys, they never were in relationships. We never, had them dating.
We never were comfortable with dating.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because we grew up with a weird model for a relationship.
That's true. I don't think any of our friends did either, but, like, all of my friends growing up all had weird relationships with their parents.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like...
So, like, whenever my parents... So, like, I think people who live in Manhattan Beach and their parents aren't from Manhattan Beach, or, like, the South Bay in general, people whose parents moved here from the East Coast, they have this really idealistic view of what the South Bay is like. Like, how I have no idea what the East Coast is like. Like, I kind of have an insight, but I don't really understand it.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, like, it's so relaxed and chill here. It's like, no, it's not. Like, are you kidding?
Everyone's parents are getting divorced.
Yeah, they're like...
We have, like, a nicotine problem. Yeah. I mean, everywhere in the country has a nicotine problem, but, like...
We have a lot of nicotine problems. Like, everyone's parents own a Tesla. That's not someone who's relaxed.
Yeah. Like, my parents like to...
And they're like, yeah, like... Not, there's not as many people whose parents are in divorce, like, who are divorced. Literally all of my friends' parents are divorced, except for maybe two.
Yeah. I think out of my childhood friends, only one parent didn't have a divorce.
Yeah, but they still had
problems, so, like...
They weren't problems.
There wasn't problems, just something else happened.
Just
like,
something
I didn't
else
know a lot
happened.
Of people, and, like, today, a lot of my friends, I think I have one friend whose parents live together.
Yeah, Jenna! Jenna's my only friend whose parents live together.
Yeah, that's weird, honey.
They're the only parents who I know who I think, unless one of my friends wants to come forward and be like, what? Stop generalizing. But in the meantime, like, growing up, at least, like, in elementary school, middle school, like, I had no friends whose parents were, like, together.
Yeah.
I had one friend in middle school.
But what were we talking about? LGBT?
Barbies.
Right. They also, like, they always post those, like, corny, like, those corny pictures where it's, like, like, I don't know how to describe them. It's such a visual aid that I'm just going to drop it off here. They're just, like, they're really corny, and I'm glad that they aren't a thing anymore. Plus, like, there's so many LGBT accounts that, like, now there have to be so many underscores.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, no one thinks that underscores are visually pleasing.
Yeah. There's so many LGBT accounts. They're, like, during when I first became involved in, like, social justice, like, when I was in 7th grade, it was a heyday for social justice accounts.
Even then, when I was, like, really radical about certain things, I still found LGBT accounts annoying.
Yeah, no one ever really liked them, except like, for other LGBT accounts.
I would follow, like, I still follow intersectional accounts, but, like, LGBT accounts aren't a thing anymore.
No.
But they would, like, make fun of LGBT accounts.
Yeah.
Because they're so such low-hanging fruit. They are so cringy and annoying.
Yeah. And a lot of them are, like, 12-year-olds.
A lot, yeah.
So, like, they're 12-year-olds. And also, like, this has always been a topic amongst, like, the LGBT community. It's like, at what point do we say, like, this isn't a thing? At what point are we like, no, that isn't a sexual orientation?
Yeah. Like, the whole kin thing.
Oh, yeah. That isn't a part of LGBT.
They claim. I think they claim.
The kin community does, but we can't.
Yeah, but people in the LGBT community are like, you're making us sound like, you know, like, imagine you had, like, genuine aspirations and someone came in and was like, all right, like, you were trying to build a town and you're like, this is all extremely reasonable. And someone was like, all right, we want flying horses. And you're like, fuck no. You're making us sound super, like, I have a word on the tip of my tongue.
Like,
illegible? Not illegible, like,
irresponsible? Like, no, like, everyone, like, whenever there's, like, okay, like, for example, I was talking about earlier, paraphilia, like, they're trying to say that they're part of LGBT.
Yeah, and it's like,
and everyone's like, no, you're not! You're not a part of, you're not a part of the LGBT. Pedophiles have, like, this, like, we're a part of the LGBT, and they're like, no,
that's a completely
you're not.
Different thing,
that's a completely different conversation, but, like, at some point, it's like, there's, like, one, I don't know the name of it, and if I do, I'm not gonna drop it, because someone might, like, associate with that, but there's one where it's, like, you fall in, like, you have a relationship with someone, but you don't love them at first or something, and then you slowly fall in love, and it's, like,
what?
That's just everyone. Like, there's some that are just, like, where it's, like, you love them first, and then, like, you, like, slowly drop off. It's, like, no, like, that's just how, it doesn't determine who you want to be with. That's just how you, that's your, just your philosophy on relationships.
Yeah.
And that doesn't, that shouldn't be able to claim a stake in the LGBT community.
It just, it makes you sound super, oh my god, I can't think of the word.
Like, unreasonable?
No, like, illegitimate.
Yeah, illegitimate.
It makes you, like, it illegitimizes the argument, you know? Because, like, it's completely reasonable what the, like, making a town is doing.
Yeah.
But then they're, like, flying rainbows. It's like, you have nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
You guys are just so, you guys are just people who want to belong to something.
No, you guys are just people who, like, so, like, with paraphilia, for example, it's, like, they know that they're being hated, and they know that if they join the LGBT community, that no one can touch them anymore.
Like, I don't think it's that.
No, I think it is.
I think that the thing is, like, you know, humans have that thing where they just like to characterize things and label things. And, like, I feel like with the hyper organization of, like, oh, you're, like, blah, 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 sexual, if you don't love someone at first and then eventually you do. That's just humans being like, we gotta, like, find a word for this.
Yeah, but, like, with paraphilia.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like,
with that one, it makes sense. With, like, pedophiles, like, oh, didn't you hear? It's a sexual orientation. But with, like, kin and stuff, I think it's just, like, people.
No, I think it's the same thing. I think it's just they know that if they were to be a part of that community, that they can't. Then, like, they can be like, that's a hate crime because I'm in the LGBT community.
The thing that bothers me about the kin community is it's, like, the joke is, like, oh, I, like, I identify as a lamp post, you know? But then, like, the kin community is, like, actually, like, oh, I identify as a refrigerator. So then you're making, like, transgender people seem, like, completely illegitimate.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's, like, oh, now that this is an extreme, we can make fun of everyone in between.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it's just super inconsiderate to people who are, like, actually...
Transgender.
And, like, not, like... Like, I read this one. It's, like, really common on, like, the... You know that one Instagram account that we both follow? Like, yeah, yeah, this definitely didn't happen. Or it's, like, I'm, like, a dragon kin.
Yeah. And they're, like, I need to eat, like, my mom's diamonds.
And it's, like, no, the fuck you don't.
No, you don't. Like,
you just need to go to therapy.
Yeah.
I think that something happened to you, and you're just trying to reconcile.
Yeah. Like, honest, like, there's some kin where it's, like... Like, do what you want. It's not hurting anyone.
It's not
but
hurting
you're not
anyone. You're not LGBT. Yeah. Like, honestly, I don't care.
Like, if someone's making fun of you, it's not a hate crime.
Yeah, it's just, like...
It's insensitive, but it's not, like...
My thing is it's, like, I don't fucking care, but just don't say you're a part of the LGBT community.
Yeah, like, furries.
Because you're illegitimizing it.
Actually, I found out that furries doesn't mean you're sexually attracted to animals. Just found this out. It just means you want to be an animal.
Oh. Okay.
But still...
I don't know what to do with that information. I'm still uncomfortable by Furbies. I'm not gonna stop hating them.
Oh. Furries. There is, people... Like, there still is a section of furries...
Yeah.
Like, who are sexually attracted to animals.
Yeah, alright.
Bestiality.
Bestiality, right.
But...
They probably really liked Zootopia. I know what they did, actually.
Yeah, I know they did.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.